but to vistas you'll likely have to yourself. And the culture? It's not a performance. It's lived. Daily. Quietly. Powerfully. Lanai and Molokai are not just less visited, they are less altered. And in a world where tourism often smooths away the edges that makes them rare, this book is a guide for those who are ready to explore that rarity with care, curiosity, and respect. What this book offers. This is not a typical travel guide. You won't find top 10 lists or must-do countdowns here. Instead, you'll find a layered, thoughtful invitation into the heart of two islands that have held fast to their roots. Across these pages, I'll walk you through the rich culture, adventure opportunities, culinary traditions, and practical travel tips specific to Lanai and Molokai. You'll learn where to hike for views that feel like secrets, how to snorkel responsibly in pristine waters, what to know before entering sacred spaces, and how to participate meaningfully in cultural events, whether through a hula demonstration or helping clear a taro path. You'll also find insights into sustainable travel practices, local businesses worth supporting, and the etiquette that transforms you from a visitor into a welcomed guest. This is a guide designed for conscious travelers, those who seek more than just beautiful photos. It's for people who want experiences that last because they're grounded in real connection. Why I wrote this book. My own journey with these islands began not with a plan, but with a feeling, a pull. I was already a traveler and a storyteller, chasing down edges of the map and trying to make sense of the world through the lens of a place. But Lanai and Molokai weren't originally on my itinerary. They found their way into my life through conversations. Locals describing family land, friends reminiscing about childhood summers, artists talking about silence as a muse. When I finally visited, I understood. These islands don't just invite you in, they invite you inward. They ask for your presence, your patience, your openness. On Lanai, I wandered pine-covered trails that smelled like rain and sap, watched sunset from a red rock outcropping that looked more like Mars than Hawaii, and spoke with people who could describe a tree's history the way others describe a city's skyline. On Molokai, I helped clear brush from Alohe Kalo under the watchful gaze of an elder who offered guidance in three words or less. I danced at a backyard party where the only music was a guitar passed between friends, and I felt over and over again that I was being trusted with something rare. That trust is what shaped this book. It's my way of honoring what I was given and helping others receive it too, without trampling on it. A brief look back. To understand Lanai and Molokai, it helps to know where they've come from. Lanai was once the world's largest pineapple plantation, shaped by the vision of James Dole and the labor of thousands. In 1922, Dole purchased the entire island, transforming its economy and landscape. Decades later, tech billionaire Larry Ellison acquired 98% of the island and began investing in sustainable infrastructure and luxury tourism, with mixed reactions from the local community. Today, Lanai stands at a unique intersection of development and preservation, where high-end wellness retreats sit within reach of wild, untouched terrain. Molokai, by contrast, has resisted large-scale tourism. Known as the Friendly Isle, it's a place where traditional Hawaiian values guide daily life. Community events are common, and the economy is deeply tied to agriculture, fishing, and family-owned businesses. Molokai also bears the weight of a difficult history, most notably the leprosy